what have you been doing to try and stay afloat during the pandemic?
We've been very fortunate in that we have some really excellent facilities. The halls at our church are brand new, and we've been able to use them to let out really to people, especially actually the local blood donors who have been coming to us very regularly. They rent the halls, and that's where people come to donate blood, and that has actually really helped to tide us over. But I should also mention that the people who attend Christchurch and who regularly give have been incredible, actually, in that we haven't seen a big dip, even though we know that people are going through a hard time financially. So, yeah, we've been very blessed.
Is there something that somebody has done for the church in this period, or something that somebody has done on behalf of the church to help the community that sticks out to you during this period?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think this has been a very bizarre time. You know, we've been really challenged to find new ways of being community and loving generously and responding in hope. So some people have been able to join in with church online from home and things like that. But actually, it's also opened our eyes to things that we have now started to do that we perhaps could have been doing in normal time. Things like we record the services and hand deliver them on CD to people who just can't make it out of their homes. And that, you know, will there's people in that scenario even outside of a pandemic. But we've also been really, moved to see less centralized, but actually more just the members doing it themselves, looking out for each other, cooking meals, delivering, doing shopping, helping to volunteer with things like the Dawn's local food bank that has sort of sprouted up during the pandemic. So, yeah, we've been really inspired to see the way people have risen to the challenge of looking out for the vulnerable.
How are young people coping during this time?
It's been a really difficult time for young people. You know, they've been in and out of school. There's been uncertainty as to whether exams will or won't happen. I even spoke to teachers who have said it's been really hard in some ways coming back to school, because they've actually seen some students who struggle while on site in school to come out of their shell, really thriving doing school online. And so for some, coming back to school is actually really difficult. For others, attempting to keep it up has been difficult. It's something that I'm very aware we're going to be dealing with the fallout of over the next few years, at least, really. I think mental health among young people, particularly, is going to be something we need to keep on top of. I'm part of a local charity called Oxygen that's based out of Kingston. And they've been doing a lot of work to try to mentor young people. They provide sort of listening service, and I think that's going to become increasingly important to kind of just give young people a chance to process some of the stress and the anxiety that they've felt throughout the last year.
Is there something that you would say to a young person who is struggling at the moment?
I think the thing that I often want to say to the young people I work with is that, you know, life at the time when you're young can feel very hard to see further than the next few weeks ahead, the next few months ahead. And at times we all need to focus in on that very close perspective, but that this too will pass. Things that seem insurmountable now, we do somehow manage to keep going, and to try to remember that broader perspective. But also the big thing I feel is important for young people is to reach out to be open, to talk about the things they feel. You know, all of these things are difficult, but they're much more difficult when we hold them in and we don't share them. So, yeah, kind of seek community, look for opportunities to talk about how you're feeling, and you'll find plenty of people willing to support you.
Moving on to Easter, can you tell us a bit about how it will be different this year?
Yeah, well, before I was a youth minister, I worked in sort of multimedia design. So I've had quite a lot of work over the pandemic, really, in putting together digital services to go out. And I've just finished editing Good Friday service and the Easter Sunday service, just ready to upload to YouTube. So sadly, we won't be having a meeting in person. We're not quite there yet, but we will have more of our online worship. And actually in between the two online services, we're having a Easter egg decorating party via Zoom on Saturday. So we're trying to find ways to connect still and to celebrate together.
People might be urged to go and see relatives in their homes, possibly breaching the restrictions. Is there something you would say to them?
Again, you know, this is, it's been a really difficult year, and I understand the impulse to see loved ones. It's my family are in Ireland. Perhaps I'd had a little bit of practice in distance from them, but you know, I do think we are getting close to some light at the end of the tunnel. You know, we are so close to, you know, we're already able to go and meet people in a garden in the appropriate manner. And if we can, you know, well, we must stick to those guidelines and be patient and wait for the next date, for the next stage of rollout of the liberty that will come with that.
And finally, could you give us an Easter message at this time?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Easter, I think this whole time of year, it's just wonderful. You know, even amidst the strangeness of pandemic life, it's hard not to notice that, you know, spring is arriving. The hours of daylight grew longer, the sun and its warmth seem to reappear, and all of nature seems to spring to life. You know, we get these green shoots of hope at every turn and yellow flashes of daffodils, like a promise of the multicolored blossom that's about to come. And this real sense of hope and new beginnings and a fresh start are palpable in the air. And Easter arrives just as spring appears in our gardens. And I don't think that's a coincidence. You know, in the Bible, we find the story of humanity beginning in a garden called Eden and ending with a picture of a garden in Revelation. You know, gardens in the Bible are important. And we see these gardens in the Easter story. First garden we see is called Gethsemane, where Jesus goes on the night that he's going to be betrayed. And that garden, it's less hopeful. You know, that garden, Jesus spends time alone. He's disturbed by what he knows he's about to face. And you might want to call that a garden of despair. And in this past year, you know, it's been unlike anything that we've ever experienced before. It's challenged us to explore not only how we live and work, but how we worship and how we express our faith. And as a people, we've discovered new depths to our ability to face the unknown, to keep going. And for many people, it will have been a year marked by sickness and loss and separation. But the good news of Easter is that although we all have to go through times that are testing and deal with suffering and loss, that we don't have to stay in that garden of despair forever. You know, Jesus had to pass through that garden of Gethsemane, and in fact, even the cross before he got to the other side. But I think that the other garden of the Easter story is what this time of year is all about, transformation. Because after the crucifixion, Jesus was buried in a garden. And that same garden of burial, the place where it seemed that all hope was lost, became the garden of resurrection. And for Christians, the celebration of Jesus' death and resurrection at Easter are the pinnacle of this hope and promise, a reminder that light has and will overcome the darkness. And because of that garden of resurrection, I think there's hope. You know, Jesus has made renewal possible, and we don't have to give in to despair. And we're seeing signs of hope all around us, not just in nature, as I mentioned, but in the amazing rollout of this COVID-19 vaccine. You know, hope for a time that we can all be together again and safe. Hope for a return to work and family and our daily lives in full community again. And it feels like a really long time since we've been able to see each other and to worship together in church. But Easter reminds us to look for those shoots of hope, the light at the end of the tunnel. So I think this Easter, you know, we give thanks for the courageous doctors, nurses, cleaners, cooks, teachers, parents and carers who've all brought us hope throughout this year. And we pray for those who are sick and those who have lost loved ones. But we remember that no matter how difficult things have been, and even if we still feel more like we're in that garden of despair, that the garden of the resurrection is just around the corner and that hope is here.